This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Ladies, you know, it's time of the month, a specific time that comes every single month for us where things get a little tricky. The cravings get serious, specifically for stuff we don't need, like ice cream and chocolate and all of those feel-good things. You may get irritable like me. I'll be ready to bite everybody's head off. Or you may be in a phase of life where you are going through perimenopause or going through menopause and you're dealing with all of the symptoms that come from that. I want to tell you about Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and just use code BLESSED at checkout. This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at Delta.com. You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Welcome back to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I hope y'all was blessed by last week. I look at last week as giving permission. If you missed it, go ahead and stop this right now and go back and listen to that episode, because God is calling us into a season of vulnerability and humility so that we can be accurate, so that we can be pure, so that we can be precise in our businesses and our podcasts and our platforms and the things that He's calling us to. And so I look at last week as giving permission, because as we explore through that episode, what matters the most in this season to God, and as we saw, to consumers, humility and vulnerability are way more important than the aesthetics that we try to use to give ourselves excuses to procrastinate on what God is telling us to do. And this is not the season for that. This is the season for us to cut the camera on, cut the microphone on, form the business, go out and do what He's calling us to do without making all of these excuses or worrying about trivial things. And so we talked a lot about the importance and how the consumer is now valuing humility and transparency and vulnerability over this curated content. But today, we're still going to explore that. Again, we started from a business perspective for a reason, because God wanted to appeal to your business mind to let you know that He knows what He's talking about in the marketplace, just like He knows what He's talking about as it relates to spiritual things.
So today is all about refining and revealing, because that humility isn't just about how we present to the audience, but that humility is about that posture that we have before God. Because a key part of what I said in last week's message is that this is a season where you have to be pure and precise as it relates to what you're going out and doing. And the only way that you can do that is if that humility and vulnerability is also the posture that you maintain. And so many of us, God wanted me to share with you that you are going through a season of refining and revealing, because he has to show you certain things that are preventing you from being vulnerable. And so by adopting this posture, you're also going to enter into a process. And through that process, he's going to continue to build you, to prune you, to add, to take away, whatever it is that he sees fit for his ultimate plan. The process is specific to us as individuals, but nevertheless, we're entering into that. I want to play for you the message that he gave me a few months ago. This was, to be specific, this was November 30th. I was fasting at this time and I was in a car and God gave me a message for the podcast. I wasn't really sure where it was going to fit, so I just recorded it and let it live in my phone. But now I know that this was supposed to be a part of this episode. So I'm going to play that as it is, because I was saying it as he was giving it to me. And I want you to hear it with the anointing and the authority that was coming out in real time versus me trying to recap it or re-emphasize it. I feel like it's just not the same. So I want to play the actual voice recording as God was giving it to me. And then we're going to come back and we're going to discuss. This is a season of revealing and refining for everybody who is a leader, who is called to pour into people, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a community, whether it is a church. This is a season of revealing and refining. God is revealing our own vulnerabilities before he can release. The revealing and the refining are contingencies for the release. Everything that God is showing you right now, don't take heed to it. Don't go quick to blame it on the enemy. Don't blame any type of shortcomings or any type of disappointments. Don't blame it on the enemy in this season. God is revealing. He is revealing. He is revealing and he is refining you. He is building upon your weaknesses. He's strengthening your weaknesses. He is showing you vulnerabilities to yourself that have left you susceptible to the devices of the enemy up until this point. He is filling those gaps. So as certain things come to the surface, certain emotions, certain habits, certain tendencies that are coming to the forefront, address them head on, because God is revealing so that he can refine. He is revealing so that he can refine. And when you are refined, you will be prepared for the relief. Because if he releases without the revealing and the refinement, then that means that it will destroy you. But God loves you so much that he is building you up, perfecting all things concerning you, and dealing with a lot of internal stuff. For some of us, it's pride. For some of us, it's selfish ambition. For some of us, it is maybe some vices that we're dealing with. Whatever it may be, God is revealing and refining. Some of us, one season of hardship totally throws off our relationship with God. Some of us, we operate in the work, but we don't even have a relationship with him anymore. Oh my goodness. Some of us are in a space to where, help me, Holy Spirit. It's so much about doing and not enough about being. It's so much about doing for God and not just being for God. And he is changing that. He is putting a mirror up to things that make us uncomfortable. So whatever makes you uncomfortable in this season, it's not time for you to rebuke it or cast it out. It's time for you to face it and submit it to God so that he can start the refinement process. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, so let's discuss. As you can see, I couldn't just reiterate that. At first, I'm like, let me just restate what I heard. But I'm like, no,
I recorded a voice memo for the reason y'all gonna get this voice memo, because I want you to hear it exactly how God was giving it to me in that moment. Now, I want to pull out a couple of things. First, one thing that was mentioned is leaning in versus going straight to casting out. So let me be clear. You do cast out the things that the enemy tries to place. Right now, we're reading Joyce Meyer's book here on the show, Battlefield of the Mind, and she talks about how the enemy plants these nagging thoughts, and if we accept them as truth, they become strongholds. So it is important to cast out. But what God is saying is that some of this discomfort isn't the devil. It's him. Discomfort is not always the enemy. Sometimes it's God. And we can't start assuming that, oh, because this doesn't feel good, because this is hurtful in some way, that this has to be the devil. So I'm going to cast it out in the name of Jesus. No, 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 no. A part of vulnerability and humility is being in a posture where you can be refined by God. A part of being in relationship is that you know when God is speaking. His word says that my sheep know my voice. So you have to know, and a part of being submitted to the Holy Spirit is our helper. He teaches us. So a part of this walk in this relationship is being sensitive to God's interruptions. And we have to use wisdom so we're not rebuking the refinement. So what God is telling us is, instead of going straight to casting stuff out as the enemy, take a second and pay attention to what he's doing. One of the things that I want us to become through listening to this show is to not just be churchy, but to be Christ-like, and to be postured in a position where we're consistently able to be corrected and transformed by God. And in churchy situations, it will tell us to go quick to casting things out versus leaning into the refinement. The benefit of leaning into this refinement is that we're not just eliminating the symptom or what's presenting itself on the surface, but by leaning in, God starts to show us the root of these behaviors so that we can truly be delivered from them. So let me give you an example to make this real. Let's say God is looking to reveal and refine in the area of your finances. If you go quick to, and let's say this is brought to your attention because of a bunch of just withdrawals from your account, not fraud, but I'm just saying, it just seems like money is just constantly going out and out and out and out and out, and you're constantly in a deficit. Instead of going straight to, I rebuke financial stress in the name of Jesus, if you were to then instead lean into this discomfort, what this will do is it'll allow God to show you, hey, these are actual habits that you have that are causing this to happen. Hey, you're not tithing, which is leading your finances in a space to where they're vulnerable to the enemy. Hey, you don't have self-control as it relates to eating out and spending. That's why you're in this situation. Hey, you have childhood traumas that has created a poverty mindset that we need to go back and deal with and get you delivered from, so that that can change your pattern of behavior and your mindset about money that will then alleviate this symptom of financial stress, and not just alleviate it temporarily, but allow you to behave differently and eradicate it permanently. I believe that we can be so churchy that we go straight to casting things out as a dismissive tactic, and it makes us feel good because it's quote unquote churchy. But in this season, God is revealing things to us and allowing us to be uncomfortable, to be hurt, to be stretched, so that he can truly transform us in new ways. So again, being vulnerable and humble in this season is not just about how we're presenting to our audience, but it's a posture and how we're presenting to God so that he can change us. And in this season, as we heard in this audio, he is revealing and refining, and we have to lean into it. God doesn't just want to pacify us. He wants us to be made whole.
This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important. When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school. That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother, or anyone who was in a car with us, just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different and we have so many perspectives. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I've been thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
And it is through that place of wholeness that we're going to make impact. Another thing I want to reemphasize, and I said it a bit a few minutes ago, that discomfort isn't always the devil. In this society, we are doing the Bible in a year. In the first couple of days, we read Matthew 1 and 2. And I posted about this on my Instagram. So Matthew was written specifically to Jewish people to prove that Jesus was the Messiah. Now, what was interesting as I was reading this particular part is that the Jewish people had their own preconceived notion about how the Messiah was going to show up. So much so that when he came, they didn't recognize who Jesus is. And this was so profound to me because it just made me think. Now, when I read the Bible, I like to read it in its context. I want to know exactly what it's saying. I ask Holy Spirit to reveal things that need to be revealed. I'm looking up words. I'm reading commentaries so I can fully understand the text as is. And then from that understanding, I'm always thinking about, are there any thoughts that I have, approaches to this life that are contrary to this? And how do I make myself, my thoughts, my feelings, my actions align with the word? So in reading it, I look introspectively and I'm like, man, how many times do I miss God because of my own preconceived notions and my own expectations? And I put this on my Instagram as well, because it's a question that I want you to ask yourself. In what ways have I missed God because of how I expected him to show up? And so I make this point of discomfort isn't always the devil, because I just want to speak to a misconception that could be causing you to be oblivious to what God is doing in this season, that may cause you to miss the things that God is trying to say to you in this moment. Something else I want to emphasize that God is saying is that pride has no place in this season. And pride can manifest in very sneaky ways. I think pride has been branded as just this, you walk around with your chest out and you're out here like, I did this, I'm the man, I'm the woman, me, I. It's this bold and grandiose self-righteousness that you've had. And yes, that is how pride presents itself, but pride also presents itself in other ways. It presents itself in procrastination, because how dare us think that we have more time to do what God is calling us to do right now? How dare we assume that there is a tomorrow for us to be able to procrastinate on our obedience? How dare we think that God needs to wait on us? That's pride. God, yeah, I hear what you're calling me to do, but I'm scared, so I'm going to hold on to it. That's pride. That's pride, simply put. It presents itself in many of us who have these type A personalities, myself included, to where we got to control everything. It got to look a certain type of way. We got to know all the details in order to do what God said. That is pride. Who's the servant here? Us or God? Do we serve him or do he serve us? Like, come on, this is pride. Being a workaholic and not knowing how to rest, it's pride. The Lord created the heavens, the earth, everything in between. God created the entire universe and everything in it, and he rested. He saw that it was good, and he rested. You ain't got to get far in the Bible to read that. That's right in the beginning. He completed his task. He saw that it was good, and he did the rest the next day. And once he was finished, he rested. So how dare we think what we have to do is that important, that we can't rest and take care of the physical bodies that God has given us in this earth? It's pride. Not asking for what you need. This is one of mine too. I'm barking at my own tree here. It's pride. We are community. We are members of the body of Christ. Me not asking for something from my sister or brother in Christ, that's pride. Me not asking God placing people in my life to help me, to build me up, and me not asking for that help, for what? I don't want to bother them. That's pride. All of this is pride. And I'm listing these things out because God said that there's no room for pride in this season. And we have to see the sneaky ways it shows up. The word tells us to not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. So to close out, because I hope this episode blessed you, God is speaking a lot. This is less about Tatum curated messages and more about me prophesying, essentially. And it's really God also sharpening my own spiritual gift and pushing me out here in new levels. I told you year 8, I feel like, is a year of new beginnings for this podcast. And so I do believe and I can see how God is just going to continue to allow this to grow even more as a prophetic space, specifically for those of you called to entrepreneurship. Now, as we close out, let's get practical. The Bible says, don't just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And I always want to give you the purity of what God is saying and also the practicality to be able to apply what he's saying. So as you're going through this season of revealing and refining, I want you to understand that this is 100% customizable to you. I'm telling you what God is telling me. I'm giving you experiences that I may have. I'm highlighting things in an effort to make them a lot more clear for you to understand. But I can't tell you beyond what God has told me. I can't tell you the mysteries that are specific to your particular life. The Bible says that we prophesy in part. We understand in part. We prophesy in part. So even those who may have a prophetic word for you do not know the totality of what God is doing or the specifics of your situation. Sometimes God does show us a lot, but he doesn't show us everything. So there's still a responsibility for you to take this word to God and ask him to give you the customizable blueprint. So go into prayer and say, God, I heard you on the show. I heard that this is a season of revealing and refining. I hear that I'm not just supposed to hop straight to blaming everything on the enemy because I'm uncomfortable. God, show me, what are you revealing to me in this season? How are you looking to refine me in this season? What do I need to do differently in this season? And I'll tell you, even for me, one thing, when I pray the same prayer, I'm never telling y'all something that I ain't doing. And as I was praying the same thing, God was just showing me the importance of protecting my ear. Because he's speaking to me a lot in this season. And he's always spoke to me. But this in this season, for me personally, and for this podcast, is different. He's perfecting my spiritual gift. He's sharpening my ear. He's sharpening my eyes in new ways. He's allowing me to see things more. He's allowing me to see more than I've seen before. I've never identified as a seer, but as of lately, I'm able to see things differently. I'm able to hear things differently. He revealed to me recently as I was talking to a friend, and he was working with me on these things, but I'm able to see it in real time. I was on a prayer call with a friend, and she was explaining to me what she was going through. But what I was hearing and seeing was a lot more specific than what she was telling me. And as she was talking, and as I'm hearing this, I'm on mute, and I'm like, God, what is this? What's up? He's like, just lean into it. Pay attention. Stop. Don't multitask right now. Pay attention. And as I was paying attention, I was able to just see spiritually what she was going through, and not because he's telling anybody's business, but that so I can pray. And so I can pray not just to how she is interpreting her issue, but I can pray to exactly what's going on and be that much more precise in the spirit. And it's such a beautiful thing when you lean into this revealing and refining. And again, the process for all of us is different, but the posture is the same. And I encourage you to get into this posture of humility before God and say, God, what are you saying? What are you showing me? How are you refining me in this season? And how do I need to respond to it? Do I need to respond straight through with the binding and loosing? Do I need to respond by doing some more practical things? Do I need to forgive some people? Do I need to sit in a therapist's office? Do I need to change some habits and behaviors? How do you want me to respond to this, God? And let him show you. And then it's from that place that he can use you to do mighty things. And lastly, as you do that, protect that space. Don't go telling everybody everything that God is telling you. Don't let anybody into your ear. Don't let anything, any content into your ear. Whatever you need to do to protect that space, protect it. When something is vulnerable, it is also susceptible to attack. It can, when you have a baby, a newborn baby, they're vulnerable in their infancy. Like my son now, he's 7 months. So he's a little, he got a couple vaccines in him. His immune system's being built up some, and he is a lot less vulnerable than when he was right out the womb. Right out the womb, you can't have everybody in their face. You can't take the baby everywhere because it's vulnerable and susceptible to diseases and sickness and things like that. So you're in a vulnerable state right now. Protect it. If God is calling you to speak and you know that because you know that you're nervous about it, that you feel unqualified, that your flesh isn't fully comfortable in this, protect that. Upload and don't look at the reviews. Upload and don't look at the comments. Upload, don't look at the analytics. Protect it that way. Whatever it looks like for you, protect that vulnerable state. Maintain that posture. Go through his process and make sure that it's protected so that you can see the process through. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review. If you are watching the video, subscribe to our YouTube channel, subscribe to the audio podcast. And I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.